Today Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a football Friday, heading to a big one. Eagles Bengals coming up on Sunday afternoon. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. Cabela's is my new favorite store. Cabela's. I went to Cabela's yesterday, and I'm a fan. I don't know how to hunt. I want to kind of learn how to hunt, but Cabela's is like a mini Bucky's to a certain extent. They have like the camo stuff. They got beef jerky.
But with hunting gear.
And they have hunting gear. And they have like guns and stuff.
Yeah, Deepwoods Douglas over here.
Cabela's is my favorite store, man. I went in there yesterday and I just, you know, for a guy, camo is like clutch.
And you're wearing camo today.
Yeah. We were both wearing camo today.
Our Eagles camo.
We're all getting ready for the weekend. Cabela's. I was in Cabela's yesterday for about an hour just looking around. I was a little overwhelmed.
Cabela's is a cool store. I do like it.
I didn't buy anything, but I wanted to. I need to probably do some research. I need to talk to some of my hunting friends. Fletcher Cox, if you're out there listening, I need to holler at you, man. I need to figure out some – I need to get some hunting
gear. Are you going hunting?
I'm thinking about it. Well, at least I want to at least get, like, a bow and arrow. I always wanted to get a bow and arrow.
To use or just to have?
Well, to get to use.
Okay.
To learn how to use. Like, do some target practice, learn how to shoot some targets or whatnot. And a BB gun.
I can see you with that.
Red Ryder BB gun.
I'm going to stay away from you with the bow and arrow until you practice a little bit. That feels like a lot.
Yeah.
All right. We got Hunter Douglas over here. Welcome on in. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, and a big one coming up. You know what I want to hunt on Sunday, Hugh?
What you want to hunt on?
Bengals.
Bengals. You want to get some Bengal meat?
Bengal Tigers on Sunday. As we get set for a game that really will be a litmus test for how far the Eagles have come and how much they've improved the last couple weeks. Look, the last 2 weeks have been great. They've beat the Browns, which was, but they beat him. They beat the Giants, and that was impressive, the way they did it on both sides of the football, especially the offensive side with Saquon and the defensive side shutting them down. Back-to-back games, zero touchdowns allowed. But now, a little step up in competition here. They go to Cincinnati to take on Joe Burrow and the Bengals. They've won two in a row. Their offense is humming right now. Their defense has played better. And Hugh, it comes down to this. Look, do I think the Eagles can win this game? Sure. I mean, they're only a 2.5-point underdog. Their defense has shown big strides the last couple weeks. Saquon Barkley's playing at an all-pro level. Can they win this game? Yeah, and for as good as the Bengals are on paper, they have a losing record right now, right? They didn't get off to a good start this season. They lost at home to the Patriots in week one. You know, they're not perfect. They start off 0-3. I mean, they've had their issues. So they're not a perfect football team by any means. Can the Eagles win? Yeah, I would not be shocked if we come in here Monday and the Eagles pulled this thing off in a close game. Do I expect it, though? I don't. I don't expect it for a couple reasons. One, it's a second straight road game for the Eagles. That makes it more challenging. Two, the Bengals have the quarterback advantage in this game. Joe Burrow's outplaying Jalen Hurts right now, and not by a little bit. He's outplaying him by a lot. And three, I can't trust the Eagles to go beat a good team until I see it. If I see this defense play well against a good team, then I'll start to believe, okay, then the improvements are really real. Hugh, I think they can win. I'm not expecting it, though. Hugh, as we get ready for a big one against Cincinnati, are you expecting an Eagles win?
Yes, I am. I'm telling you why. Because I got a chance. Shout out to ESP because he does great works when he goes over there to the NovaCare Complex, mm-hmm. gets these interviews and everything. These guys are confident. And this is a momentum game. This is about them building off of what they've already established. Had a chance to see him do an interview with Nolan Smith. And the irony is Nolan Smith sounded great when he was talking, and he was talking about the trajectory that he's on and how, you know, he's becoming a much better pass rusher. These guys, for lack of a better way of saying it, they're smelling themselves right now. They're feeling themselves. And they have gotten a small taste of what it's like to be here in Philadelphia when you're winning football games. Now, albeit there's a lot of people who are real skeptical about what they've seen from this team because of the two teams that they've played. But you got to keep this momentum going, man. All that schedule loss stuff, I ain't trying to hear none of that. You better go out and win another football game. You look good right now against two tomato cans, no question about that, but they're still NFL teams. You have to go out there, and you got to keep this thing going, man. And you got a great chance this weekend. This is a measuring stick for you.
It is a measuring
playing
stick.
Playing against a really, really good quarterback to let everybody know that you're not a flash-in-the-pan choke artist.
You know what this kind of game is? This is the one of those on the schedule where you look at it and you say, all right, if they lose, it's probably not going to change that much over the course of the season.
No, it's not.
But if they win, This is the kind of game if 12-win teams win, right? Like, if the Eagles are a 12-win football team and they'll be in the mix in the season for a number one seed in the NFC, which I'm not anticipating, but it's possible, right? They have a chance if they keep playing good football. This is the kind of game you win. You go beat another team in the same realm as you on the road, especially with the quarterback thing. I just keep coming back to the quarterback on Sunday. I think these teams have a lot of similarities. They have a lot of weapons around their quarterback. They have defenses that are not great, but probably improving a little bit. It comes back to the quarterback for me. And right now, we heard all day yesterday. We played a million different experts yesterday saying, Hurts isn't playing really that well right now. Meanwhile, I'm looking at Joe Burrow, 14 touchdowns, 2 picks, passer rating of, well over 100. That's the line of demarcation for me. It's why I'm not expecting a win. Do the Eagles have it in them? If their stars go off with AJ and potentially Jalen and Saquon, yeah, I mean, they could go win this game. They can make a play or two late and win the game. I'm just not sitting here on this Friday expecting them to go to Cincinnati as an underdog and win. That quarterback difference, it's there. I mean, Burrow has outplayed Jalen Hurts for this season so far. He's been better.
Oh, no question about it, man. He has been phenomenal. Joe, since he's been in the NFL, he's been on a special kind of trajectory. He's a special kind of quarterback, man, taking the Bengals to the Super Bowl, making them relevant. Because they had been irrelevant for a long time.
Yeah.
I know Ike don't want to hear that because he's from Cincinnati, but let's be honest,
man. They were irrelevant.
They were irrelevant. He's given the Cincinnati Bengals fans something to be proud of. He's a hell of a quarterback. And right now, even though they don't have the record that they would like, he's starting to play better, and he's a good quarterback. So for me and this young defense that's playing well right now, and I talked about Nolan Smith in the interview that he did with ESP, this is one of those games where you could be solidified, bona fide. People talk about you, say, okay, they might be legit. There's going to be some opportunities to get to the quarterback because if I'm not mistaken, the Giants played them pretty tough.
And it was a 17-7. They held them to 17 points.
Yeah, the Giants played them pretty tough. So, and the Giants have a good defense. If you want to be considered a good football team and a defense that's getting better, you got to go out there and you got to play against a good team and beat a good team.
Well, this would be the kind of game. This is all the devil's in the details for this game on Sunday. If the Eagles go out there and they win, everyone's feeling like just on cloud nine Monday because it really solidifies what's gone on here the last couple weeks, which is the defense is improving, that the offense is kind of finding an identity, probably running the football a lot and keeping the Bengals off the field. If they go out and lose the game, again, I don't think it materially changes the season. This doesn't feel like it feels like a big game, like, wow. But it doesn't feel like one they have to have to get where they want to go. But, Hugh, if they win this game Sunday, you know what it is? It's like a little extra cherry on top. It's like, oh, wow, they've won 3 in a row now. They're 3-0 post the bye. They've really, you know what else it would say? It would say they're undefeated in the Sirianni shaved head era. You realize that, right?
The Sirianni shaved head.
We're 2-0 right now. That's an error right now. That's right. The Sirianni era is 2-0. This thing gets to 3-0. Big things are happening. 215-592-9495. Are we starting here? Do you expect the Eagles to win on Sunday? Very simple. Now, we all hope they'll win. We all think they have a chance. I mean, they're not 7-point underdogs. They're 2.5-point underdogs. It's supposed to be a toss-up game. Do you expect the Eagles to go to Cincinnati and win the game on Sunday? I don't. I think they have a chance, but I think the quarterback difference is the difference on Sunday, and it's why if it's a close game, you think Hurts is going to out-duel Joe Burrow?
I don't want that. I want damn. Yeah, I don't want that, but I think he can. He's done it. He's done it in the past. But I don't want to have that feeling going into this game.
You want to run the ball. You want to run the ball.
If that makes sense, I want to keep it as simple as possible. And if we could dominate this game by running the football, then so be it.
Well, that's probably going to be the plan going in. Then we'll see how the game script goes. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot to do today, including a tri-day for a prize. We haven't rolled out a tri-day in a while. We're going to do that coming up. We got to get to a lot on this game. The class of the 2020 quarterbacks, including Burrow and Jalen Hurts. And would a loss be acceptable? That's all going to come up on the table. And on the other side, an interesting piece of audio from Shio Kapadia and how this game has to go for the Eagles to win. Kyle, what are you feeling here? Do you expect the Eagles to win the game?
I can't expect I still don't really know what this Eagles team is. I don't really know what that Bengals team is. I don't know which team on either side is going to show up on Sunday. I do know this. I would take Joe Burrow over Jalen Hurts. In a heartbeat, I'd probably take Zach Taylor over Nick Sirianni. I don't love the idea that Fred Johnson's back for a second game versus Trey Hendrickson, who's a beast. We're on the road. It's just not a really good spot for the Eagles in this game, coming off two straight wins. I don't know if they'll be able to keep it going this week. So while I think that there's a very good chance they win, and I think the game could be close. I mean, the spread's like 2 points. I can't go into Sunday being like, yeah, I expect them to win. Like, I don't know how anybody realistically could do that.
Yeah, I felt like no doubt they were going to beat the Browns. I felt I didn't trust them last week, but I thought they should beat the Giants. Like, they just should have. I don't expect this as a win. Hope they get it. Don't expect it. Hughes expected. Where do you come down? Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you get aboard. Do you expect an Eagles victory on Sunday over the Cincinnati Bengals? I do not.
Like,
I think,
yes.
Hey, now you do. You're feeling confident about this. Look, I think they have a chance. The Bengals are not perfect. They're under 500 for a reason. Their defense has struggled a lot this year. But it's funny, Hugh, how similar the two teams' seasons have been. They've both gotten better the last couple weeks, but they've both played the same two bad teams. So it's like, how much better have they really gotten? It just comes down to this for me. Another road game. Again, Kyle mentioned it's a good point. No Mailata, so Fred Johnson back out there again. He really struggled in pass protection last week. And they got the better quarterback, and they're at home. I just think it's a tough spot for the Eagles. Hughes expecting a win. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. And then we got to let you hear from Shiel Kapati what he said yesterday on the afternoon show about Jalen Hurts and his issues, ups and downs so far this season, and then what kind of game we might need to have to win on Sunday. Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Happy Friday, man.
Hey, Chris,
happy
what's up?
Friday.
A little excited.
Oh, your phone.
You know, super proud that I get to kick off a weekend with my day brother. Chuck! Well, the team, brother.
How about we just try this again? This is not working. Hold on.
All right, Chris, we'll put you on hold. Phone's getting a little screwy there. We'll get you back up. Donald and Chester, his phone's ready to go. What's up, Donald?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good morning, Donald. What's up?
Listen, I'm going to try to make this quick. There was something that was very disturbing I was watching on YouTube. I watched a Kurt Warner breakdown of the topic of it was how interesting the offense hadn't changed, no matter the coordinators. And Kurt was saying it wasn't that it was bad or indifferent, but what he said was Hurts was mostly comfortable with man-beater routes. You know, and he wasn't too much about zone beaters. And he explained that's why, you know, they just weren't that good and why they were, you know, basically why we had been struggling. And I was like, well, we're going to have to run the football the whole season in order to get the break teams down in order so we can run these routes that Hurts are comfortable throwing against. And Joe, I mean, I agree with you. You know, and Hugh, if I'm wrong again, just like the Saints, I have to eat crow all over again. You know what I'm saying? And this time I'll barbecue it. You know what I mean?
Barbecue, bro.
I won't throw it into the microwave. I throw it up on a grill or something. But
you're going to do it right this time. Yeah, I mean, right, Donald, if I'm wrong and you're wrong, we're going to get I Told You So Douglas in here Monday, you know,
because
dancing
because
around.
Because here's the thing about it. I think it is going to come down to Burrow because I do have faith in Quinion, even in Cooper, you know, and Slay and them guys. You know, Dean is a little suspect in coverage always, but I just think that it comes down to just Burrow. Burrow has zone beaters in his arsenal. He does. I mean, because I've seen some clips and you just see it to where he has no problem attacking the middle of the field in a zone. He has no problem doing that. And until Hurts really gets to that place to where he can do that, we're going to struggle a lot. So no, this week here, I really don't expect unless the Bengals decide to commit to stopping Barkley, then we have a chance. We have a chance up on the outside.
Yeah, and the middle of the field thing that I was watching last night, Donald, good phone call. The Rams and the Vikings last night, Rams beat them. I mean, you see Stafford just like, boom, over the middle to Puka, boom, over the middle to Cooper Kupp. We don't have that as part of it. It just feels like, Hugh, the Eagles' offense feels like big play or nothing, right? A bomb down the field or a Saquon runs for 40 or nothing. I think last week they were 1-for-13 on third down. There's no flow. It doesn't sustain the offense. It's just like not a lot or nothing.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I think that with this offense right now, it has to go through Saquon Barkley, and you're going to have to pick your spots as far as how you want to attack that Cincinnati Bengals defense. You know, I think that you can win that way. I've said that. I don't think Jalen is as bad as he's been the last 2 weeks before we played the two tomato cans that we played against. I think that there's still growing pains. He has to grow as a quarterback. That's any football player, I'll tell you that. When you're playing, you have to evolve your game, because if you become stagnant in your learning, if you become stagnant in the way that you do things, you're never going to get any better. And for the simple fact that, or what it seems like, Jalen is not really trying to progress and evolve, he's doing nothing but holding himself back. He really isn't. And, you know, we talk about this offense and how it looks the same. That's what it kind of feels like. They're doing stuff to make him comfortable instead of Jalen becoming uncomfortable and trying to grow.
I'm glad you said that. Let's listen to Shiel Kapadia. Shiel talking about Jalen Hurts, the offense, and why it's not just because it's a new offense, because they're doing a lot of things in the new offense that are like the old offense. Here's Shiel Kapadia.
I mean, it's possible, but my issue with that is when you look at some of the issues he's had, and, you know, they pointed it out during the broadcast last week, a couple of the throws he turned down, those aren't new plays in the Eagles' offense. They've been running that since the day Jalen Hurts got here. So, you know, the film, the rewatches, all that, it's not like, wow, these are brand new things. Now, there is some new stuff for sure. The motion, him getting people lined up before the snap and taking on those Jason Kelce responsibilities. So that's an area where certainly it could improve. He could get more comfortable in as the season goes on. But in terms of the actual passing plays, I don't think it's an issue of like, hey, they've totally ripped up the playbook and it's brand new this season. So I would doubt that that's just a matter of, hey, get more reps in it, and it's going to look better.
Yeah, and that's what I think a lot of us thought when the season began. I said in September that before the season started, I said it might take Jalen a month or so to get going in the new offense. But you said this yesterday. You were past that point, right? It's not.
Yeah.
It's not week four, week five. We're now into week eight of the season, and so maybe it's not just the new offense. Maybe it's just whatever he's going through right now, internally, mentally, that's why he's not pulling the trigger quick enough.
And to be fair, I think part of it is because your guys were hurt early in the year, and that kind of set you back a little bit. That kind of pushed your timeline back a little bit. But with all of that going on, Joe, it's time for this offense to start taking huge strides. I know somebody said yesterday, get 1% better. Bump that 1% stuff. We need to get like 5 to 10% better. We ain't got time for 1% better. We only got, what, 12 games left in this season?
That's it? No, less.
Less than that?
I think so.
11?
11. You were pretty good math in this show, right?
Yeah.
4-2 is 6.
Yeah.
17 in a season. 11
well,
left.
Yeah, I was close.
10 after Sunday.
Yeah, it's like, come on, man. 1% better ain't going to get us. That's only 10% when we get done. 11%. Hey, that dog is not going to hunt. We need to take some huge leaps.
Oh, we got to go up in increments?
We got to go up pretty significantly this weekend, man.
All right. So, if the Eagles win this game on Sunday, I think it has to go a particular way. I think they have to be able – the game has to be close. They can't fall behind. They have to be able to run the ball a lot, because that is the best part of their offense right now. They probably need to generate a turnover on defense, which they really haven't done. Only two the entire season. It's hard for me to picture today, like their path to winning, including a shootout. Yet this morning on ESPN, Ryan Clark, he actually thinks Jalen Hurts can beat Joe Burrow in a shootout. Here's Clark.
Is Jalen Hurts ready to win a shootout with Joe Burrow?
I believe Jalen Hurts is ready to win a shootout with Joe Burrow, because the problem with the Joe Burrow shootout is that they have Ja'Marr Chase, is that they have T. Higgins. Well, now you have A.J. back. You also have Devontae Smith. You add that dynamic element with the Saquon Barkley in the backfield. I don't care what quarterback you are. If you don't have the people to help you win a shootout, if you don't have the requisite armory, you can't do it.
Yeah.
And the Philadelphia Eagles do. The other big piece of this is Jalen Hurts understands what's on the other side of this field. Jalen Hurts understands in order to get back to where they were 2 years ago, he has to win games against the elite quarterbacks in the league. He'll be up for the challenge.
Yeah, look, I agree with Ryan's point at the end. He'll be up for the challenge. I'm sure he will. But I think he messed that whole example up. We have the weapons, sure, for a shootout. Do we have the general to lead the army? I mean, the other team has the leader at quarterback to go win a shootout, because he could just throw them to a victory. I mean, we've got the weapons for a shootout here. We got A.J. Brown. We got Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley. But they can't get the ball until Jalen puts the ball in their hands.
The general has to understand that as lieutenants. You got to put the ball in your lieutenant's hands. That's about right. Lieutenants? Lieutenants?
Lieutenants.
Yeah. You got to put it in their hands, man. And you got to let them, you have to delegate more so than lead in this situation, I would think.
Would you take, if it's a shootout Sunday, do you take the, still think the Eagles win?
Yes. But I think when I think shootout, I still think you pick your spots when you throw the football. Because I feel like we have home run hitters at the receiver spot. And I'm thinking, see, I don't want to put thoughts in your head because I don't want to assume I'm thinking for you. But I think when you think shootout, you're thinking bombs over Baghdad. You're thinking like deep ball throws and stuff like that.
I'm thinking with something like that. I'm thinking it's the fourth quarter. They're going score for score. You're down 7 or you're down 8 with 5 minutes to go. You can't run then. You got to throw the football. So if the ball's in Jalen's hand late, Burrow just scored. It's Jalen going down and scored a touchdown.
I think when I think of this game, as I'm sitting here trying to visualize it in my head, I feel like this offense is going to – well, let me say this. I hope that this offense evolves to the point where there's a lot more short to intermediate passes that allow the receivers to use their speed more so than anything. We got some fast receivers. Man, you know what's the funny thing about what we don't talk about Devontae Smith enough?
Mark, he didn't do anything last week.
His speed.
Yeah, he's fast, sure.
Devontae Smith is not slow.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
No.
And there are a lot of times I feel like there are plays to be made for him across the middle, where he can showcase his speed and just flat out outrun people.
I agree. So 2 weeks ago against the Browns, Jalen got him the ball right on the crosser, and he took it up the sideline. But last week, the 3rd and 3 play before the 4th and 3 bomb to AJ, he has Devontae wide open on the crosser. He doesn't pull the trigger, then eventually throws him, but it's not complete. Yeah, I agree with you. There's plays to be made. The part about Jalen, and we'll probably see it again Sunday, that's weird so far this season is, if he just throws the ball on time to certain people, they're running with space.
Yeah.
His numbers would grow by accident.
You know, one of the most demoralizing things you can do to a defense is when you got a guy that can run a crosser.
Yep.
And he beats you on the crosser, and then he just cuts that thing up and runs for like 15, 20 more yards. Boy, I tell you, that burns the defensive coordinator's biscuits.
I'm sure it does. No, I don't think they can win a shootout, son. I think the game has to – Kyle, the game has to go a particular way. And if it's close and a little bit lower scoring than maybe the line on the game, then they could run it a lot and less possessions, and they can win that way.
Yeah. I don't think there's any way that the Eagles could win a shootout with Cincinnati. It's not that Cincinnati's been like world beaters all season long, but Cincinnati's been in some shootouts this year. I mean, they – had a shootout against Baltimore where they lost in overtime. Burrow threw 5 touchdowns in that game.
Is he still blonde?
Yes, he is.
Oh, the highlights? Yeah.
He's still got the Slim Shady look going. He's got 2 interceptions all year, too.
He has 14 touchdown passes.
Right. Hurts hasn't turned the ball over in the last 2 weeks. I'm not totally confident that's done with. That's not going to come back. Now, Burrow could have a game where he turns it over a bunch and throws up all over himself. I don't see that happening. I just think that Joe Burrow's more equipped as a quarterback to win a shootout versus the Eagles.
I mean, Joe Burrow right now is the 3rd highest passer rate in the NFL. It's only Lamar, Goff, and then Burrow. I mean,
right.
Joe Burrow's moving towards MVP consideration if the Bengals get their act together on defense. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, Hugh, we have a prize to give away. We haven't done this in a while because we've been so caught up with all this Eagle stuff and Philly stuff before that. You know what we haven't done in a while, Hugh?
What have we done?
We haven't, on a Friday, had a little try day. I think it's time for a try day Friday.
It's a try day Friday.
It's try day, you and Joe on Fridays.
All right, today, best answer we get is going to win a four-pack of tickets to the Brotherly Love Card Show, Philly, this Saturday, October 26th. And guess who you get to have a meet-and-greet autograph session with? Hugh Douglas.
Yay!
Now, you don't get to win, Hugh. You got to actually sit there and sign the autographs.
Be there.
And say hi to everyone. So you can meet Hugh tomorrow, get an autograph, hang out tomorrow. Four-pack of tickets to the Brotherly Love Card Show, Philly, this Saturday. And today, for Tri-Day, you know what we're looking for? We're looking for a Halloween costume for Hugh Douglas. What Hugh should be for Halloween next week. Hugh, it's going to be your first time trick-or-treating in your new neighborhood.
Yes, it is. Well, not technically not, because I'm not fooling my new neighbors. Like
well, that. We expect you to be trick-or-treating, and you need a costume. What should Hugh be for Halloween? Can you give people a little sample of what you've been in the past?
I was a killer bee at one point. Okay. I've had a few that I wanted to dress up as.
Like?
I wanted to dress up. One year I dressed up as CB4, one of the characters from CB4.
Okay.
Gusto.
Gusto.
Yeah. You never seen C before?
No.
Good movie. Good movie. What else? That's about it. I haven't really had too many costumes that I dress
You've
up
You've been around
at.
For like 50-something years.
When I was younger, I was Casper the Friendly Ghost.
That's good.
Oh, I just looked up the Gusto guy you're talking about.
Yeah. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
I will say I'm going to be partial to whatever I can picture Hugh looking the most ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. We're looking for the more ridiculous, the better.
Do. Yeah. Most people do. My son, my youngest son, he likes to dress up a lot. I remember one time Hugh dressed up as a ninja. He was one of those green guys. I forgot what you call it, where they just wore the green bodysuit.
Mm.
A Morphe?
Sounds good to me.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's one where I live vicariously through the kids when I do that. Because this year, Harper's Harry Potter. And he wanted me to go as Hagrid.
Oh, you should.
Oh,
that's
like
a great idea.
He wanted me to be Hagrid.
That's our first answer today. And that can't win.
I'll put Marilyn Monroe in the ring.
Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, no, yeah. Definitely not doing that.
You could pull that off.
But it changed. Like, with kids, it changes. Because last week, he wanted me to be Where's Waldo?
Oh, so we do a thing in our house, because both of our kids will change their mind 50 times. By the end of August, like early September.
You got to have it locked
in.
We
got to lock in because we're ordering the costume, right? It's like, because otherwise they'll change their mind right up until, you know, game day here on the 31st.
See, I have some ideas, but every year that Halloween rolls around, I'm doing something like this year, moving. So I don't have time to pick out a costume.
Well, that's why the people are here today. They're going to pick the costume out for you. 215-592-9494. What should Hugh be for Halloween? Best answer we hear today wins a four-pack of tickets to the card show, the Brother Love card show in Philly this Saturday coming up. And do you expect the Eagles to win the game on Sunday? I don't. Hugh does. By the way, about 50% of the Twitter poll right now, Hugh, believes that being in the store for an hour and not buying anything like you did at Cabela's.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of wrong to do that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you treated it like
50-50.
Yeah, but I mean, that's basically 50% of people think you treated it like an art show yesterday instead of a store.
I did. I did not.
You did.
I was overwhelmed. It's a lot going on in the store. If you've never been there.
But it's not a park where you walk around. It's a place of commerce.
Well, it was something where I'm walking around and I'm surprised, number one. Because I saw they had the camel pants. They had the stretchy camel pants, which, you know, I'm into the stretchy pants now because they feel better.
Just keep that in mind when you give us the Halloween stuff.
The stretchy pants.
Yeah, Hugh's into stretchy pants.
They had the flannel shirts. They even had a section for kids. They had a kids section.
Oh, they had everything.
For the camel kids. And then they had the female camel section. I mean, it's just phenomenal. They had camping. They had tents, all kind of camping supplies.
It's a great store.
And I just didn't know what to get.
I know, but an hour feels like a lot. Maybe 20 minutes of browsing, but not buying anything? An hour?
No, it was an hour.
It's a lot.
It was a strong hour.
Yeah, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Archie in Mount Airy. Hey, Archie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Archie, what's up?
Man, y'all are insufferable this morning, particularly you, Joe.
What'd I do?
Particularly you, because our quarterback is much better than Joe Burrow. Yes, I said it, and I believe that 150%.
Archie, come on.
Yes.
He's not better, but the much better, you said I'm insufferable. You're crazy, Archie. Much better,
he's
how?
Crazy.
How?
I mean, they call me DeLulu sometimes, you know, but listen, but I'll be honest with you, but honestly, I really think Hurts is so much better than Hurts for so many particular reasons. I think he's a better athlete, number one. Number two, when I see both of these two quarterbacks play, like I watched both of these quarterbacks this year, in particular this year, they're not too far apart. And they struggled the same weeks with the same two teams the last couple of weeks. And I believe every time Jalen Hurts has went up against a quarterback that people consider better than him, he shows off. He did that against Patrick Mahomes. He did that against Josh Allen. He's going to do that against Burrow this week, and you guys know it.
Well, Arch, I hope you're right.
But
one-game samples don't mean you're better, right? Like, he's not better than Patrick Mahomes because he played well in that game.
No one's better than Patrick Mahomes. No one is better than him.
There's a chance that Jalen plays his best game this week, and I hope he does. But I just don't know how you think he's better than Burrow. Burrow completes a higher percentage of passes. He throws less interceptions. He throws more touchdowns. He's better.
No, I watch these games, man. He's not that much better than Hurts. I think Hurts, look at the plays that he do. Their line is not good over there in Cincinnati, but Joe Burrow makes a lot of stupid mistakes. I've seen him throw interceptions this year that's worse than Jalen's. And I've also seen him overthrown passes during that Baltimore game when Ja'Marr Chase was wide open. So people always talk about Hurts and his mistakes and him not throwing that pass, that slant against Devontae. I saw four passes and mistakes for him to lose that game. So we need to stop this, you know, Jalen Hurts, our guy. That's our guy. Let's support our guy.
Yeah, but we could also be Archie. We gotta, I gotta be real too. Like I support him. Yes. By the way, I'm gonna let you give your Hughes Clues guess, or excuse me, your Halloween costume
suggestion.
For Friday.
Yeah.
Your suggestion. I just gotta say, and I'll trust your eyes, what you saw in the Ravens game you mentioned. But in that game, Burrow was 30 of 39, 5 touchdowns, 1 pick, 392 yards. If he missed 4 throws, are we expecting 500 yards and 7 touchdowns?
No, but we're not. But I'm talking about comparison between our two guys here. If you look at the overall sample size, our guy doesn't get injured every year, okay? And if he is injured, he's tough enough to get through it, okay? And our guys are stronger, mentally stronger, physically stronger, and better than Joe Burrow in every aspect. As he stays on the field, he can handle different things. He throws touchdowns. He took our team play way much better than him in any playoff game. You compare playoff games to Joe Burrow playoff game and Jalen Hurts playoff games. Jalen Hurts outperforms him overall. So let's stop the madness. That's our guy.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Every time.
Archie, I love your passion. I mean, facts may be a little off, but I love the passion. Archie, give us a suggestion for Hugh for Halloween. What should he be?
Okay, I love Halloween. It's my favorite thing. I dress up eight different costumes every single year. So I think he will be perfect as Mr. Brown from the Madea plays.
You know what?
Hugh, what do you think?
I've heard that before. That's one of the reasons why I start wearing a beard, because when I wore my goatee,
yeah,
people used to say I look like Mr. Brown on steroids. And
there
I was like,
I
don't want to look like Mr. Brown.
Why not?
Because have you seen Mr. Brown? I mean, he's funny and he dresses funny.
That makes it a good answer. You don't want to do this because it's
embarrassing. No, he dresses funny. And there's been times, especially when I've had my bow tie pictures where Mr. Brown.
Oh, I see this. Yeah.
With the suspenders and everything.
Yeah, you get the tight shirt and the suspenders.
Yeah.
Archie, it's a good one. Archie, we disagree on the quarterbacks, but I do love the answer for Hugh.
Hold on. I love Archie. That was nonsense.
So I just want to point out. AFC Championship, he beat Mahomes in Arrowhead, 23-38, 252 touchdowns.
No, he saw it with his eyes. Hurts plays better, is better. He's better because he's better.
The one thing that I agree with him is he's probably a better, Hurts is a better athlete, but after that.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. Joe Burrow was a number one overall pick. So, like, yeah. If you want, like, athleticism, talent, whatever, like, Joe Burrow is clearly a more talented player.
Yeah, and
it's not even close.
And athleticism's only part of it, right? Like, Cam Newton was the best athlete at quarterback for a while, yeah. But there was plenty of quarterbacks.
That's why I said, when he said athlete, I give him that. He's probably a better athlete.
But it's not, they don't rank athletes, they rank quarterbacks.
And the playoff performance thing was just, I mean, it was simply made up. Like, Jalen Hurts beat Daniel Jones and Josh Johnson in the postseason. Joe Burrow, they called it Burrowhead.
I know.
With a guy,
I know,
multi-time Super Bowl champion, is getting owned by Joe Burrow in his own stadium. But we want to talk about Jalen Hurts' better playoff performances.
I mean,
that was asinine.
Burrow owns playoff wins on the road over Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Jalen Hurts hasn't done those type of things. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a big one on Sunday. Grr. Eagles and the Browns coming up. A 1 o'clock game, because they flexed that thing out of 425. So we got this thing 1 o'clock Sunday, Eagles-Browns. Of course, the last time the Eagles played the Bengals, September 27th, 2000. Actually, the rookie year for both Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts. Jalen wasn't a starter yet. He didn't start that game or play in that game. Joe Burrow did. He actually spoke this week about the last time he faced the Philadelphia Eagles, and one Eagle in particular, he's happy he's not playing for this team anymore.
What do you remember from that game in 2020?
We tied and wasn't very fun.
Are you kind of upset that Fletcher Cox isn't playing anymore?
I can't say that, no. He's a great player, always was. Always disruptive, so I'm glad he's retired.
But was there a part of you that maybe wanted to kind of get back after the hit in 2020?
No. No, I hope he's still sitting on his couch enjoying a nice steak dinner or something. Stay off the field.
Was that game the most you've been hit and the hardest you've been hit?
That's tough to say. It was so long ago now. I remember getting hit a lot, but I remember getting hit a lot of times, so that's football.
Hugh, they got him 8. So that was the tie. That was an Eagles-Bengals tie in 2020. Doug punted for the tie in overtime. Eagles 23, Bengals 23. Hugh, they got Burrow 8 times that day.
That sounds like a banner day. Yeah, that sounds like a good one right there, brother.
But they didn't win. They tied that game.
That's the unfortunate thing about a situation like that.
So I'm looking at the box score for the game right now. My goodness, the signs were there that the Wentz season from hell was beginning, and we just were ignoring
them. You just ignored them completely.
29 of 47. He threw the ball 47 times for 225 yards, a touchdown, 2 picks, a 62.8 passer rating that day.
I saw a clip from that game the other day, and I mean, there was, I forget which receiver it was, running wide open down the sideline, and Wentz must have thrown the ball 20 yards over his head.
It's crazy.
5 Eagles carried the football that day. Ready for their names? Carson Wentz, Miles Sanders, Corey Clement, Jalen Hurts, who came in as a runner.
Wildcat. He was the Wildcat guy.
Yep. And Boston Scott. Those are your runners that day in a tie against the Cincinnati Bengals. My goodness gracious. Feels like a long time ago. 215-592-9494. All right, do you expect to win on Sunday? And we need your Tri-Day suggestions. What should Hugh be for Halloween? Chuck in Mount Airy, Midday Show caller. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
What's going on,
Chuck?
Man?
Hey, listen, man, I want to say shout out to my boy Chris from Middletown. We ride a shotgun here in the Midday Show with Joe Hugh and my main man, Cal, to get this thing jumping. You hear what I'm saying to you? Now, on Sunday, this is what's going to happen, right? Joe Burrow's going to carve this defense up like a knife through hot through butter. You know what I'm saying? He's going to carve us up. But you got to be expecting that. Because, see, let me tell you something about Vic Fangio, right? Vic Fangio and his defense, they're no good, you know what I mean, against good quarterbacks. That's just a simple matter. They're no good against good quarterbacks. So what I'm saying to you is this, right? We got a way of winning. Here's a caveat. And the way we're going to win, right, we got to run the ball. You hear me? Run the football. And, hey, Kyle, listen, you got all the copyrights now to my drops, all right? So get them on the drop board, all right? So when I call, you know my drops, which ones you need to play, you know what I mean? Run the football. Whenever whenever we run the football, we keep the opposing offense off the field. That's the only way we win this football game. Otherwise, we have no chance of winning. And I'm just being honest with you, because our quarterback can't get his head out of his own ass. Okay? He's so stuck, you know, in La La Land, it's not even funny. And for that guy to call up from Mount Airy, you know, where I'm from, and say he represents Mount Airy and talk like that, it's crazy to me, man.
You got to get your neighbor right, Chuck. He's down the street or something from you, and he's talking crazy.
Yeah, he was out of pocket, man. I got to talk to Archie or something like that. Yeah, I got to talk to Archie, man, because, you know, you can't be from where I'm from talking like that. I mean, Joe Burrow, you know, Jalen Hurts can't hold a candle to Joe Burrow. Simple as that. If you put Joe Burrow in this office, be rocking and rolling. Joe Burrow is an all-world quarterback, okay? He ain't Daniel Jones, and he ain't Deshaun Watson. He's going to carve this defense up.
Yeah, he's a different class. Chuck, all right, Chuck, good call. We got to get your Tri-Day answer here. What should Hugh be for Halloween?
Well, you know, I think that Hugh resembles a Hugh could be a pumpkin.
Like a
pumpkin.
I like that.
A pumpkin on my boy. You know what I mean? Just like a, you know, just a big old pumpkin. You know what I mean? With a green legs, you know, stocking legs or something like that. You know
a pumpkin.
What I mean?
Yeah, Chuck, I think we're onto something here. Chuck, good phone call. How about that?
Pumpkin.
We also have the copyright to the truck drop board, apparently.
I do like a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Pumpkins are funny.
You could be a pumpkin. That seems like an easy one.
It is. I
had
orange
sweatshirt. Yeah, you're in.
I had a friend of mine. She's dressing up as a banana for Halloween.
Like a banana costume?
Costume, okay. Yes.
Are we going to be able to find a pumpkin costume in your size by Halloween?
Probably not. That's the tough part about trying to dress up is
you
the costume sizes.
Just paint yourself orange.
Yeah, or just go to Cabela's, get some orange sweatpants, sweatshirt.
They probably have that at Cabela's.
I mean, you probably owe them some money after hanging out for an hour in the store.
Yeah, they're probably going to be like, are you going to buy anything, sir?
Start paying rent. Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Happy Football Friday, man.
You're back. Not leading off, but you're in the cleanup spot, Chris. Here we go. What do you got?
Hey, listen. First off, there's nothing more honorable than following my brother, Chuck, from Mount Airy. Chuck, welcome to the family, brother.
Because he's a bum.
Yeah, so now I got to use the Chuck.
Yeah, drop, so. Officially has the copy. We have the copyrights. That's how it works.
So, guys, Hugh. See, what you did at Cabela's has a name. It's called loitering.
I didn't loiter.
Loitering, Douglas.
I was confused. I didn't know what I wanted to get.
And for an hour?
It was a lot. Cabela, you've been there. It's a lot going on.
Did you realize you were there for a full hour, or did it hit? Like it didn't hit
it
you?
It hit. I was like, damn, I've been there for an hour. Because when I walked out, I'm like, damn. Because I went right after the show.
You got to buy something.
I think after 35 minutes, but you owe them some money. I mean, just for being there. Yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
You got to go back in and make that right. Hey, but I got a costume idea for you because I got to get this out of the way. My costume idea is, so I think you should dress as the Philadelphia Hockey Mount Rushmore player and go as Bernie Perrant. I'm sorry.
I was thinking Bernie Perrant. I don't have any hair, though.
Mr. Black Hockey's in the house. It don't matter.
I didn't have any hair, though.
It don't matter. You wear wigs. Don't matter.
He used to do a commercial on the station back in the day when he's like, "Hey, Coatsy, you have hair." That was so funny.
Chris, what are you thinking about the Eagles Bengals?
Here's what I'm thinking. You know what? Let's go.
I need some music.
Eagles, I got a message for you. Dick and Coach Goober, listen to Chuck from Mount Airy. On the damn ball! Release Quadzilla on that lousy run defense. Let the running game of these Eagles dominate. We have the greatest running back in Eagles history. Let him cook. Let him be him. Defense, you did what you needed to do the past 2 weeks against lousy games, and you planted the bag. Flag and put us on the mark. It's on you to show the rest of the league what now begins. It's showtime. Show the Bengals you are for real. Show them
go to
we
go
own this borough. Show the world that the Thunder Jets are ready to dominate the NFL for the next 10 years! Eagles Nation, stay with me! We are
Now it's a Football Friday. Now it is!